Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on this special Sabbath day. It's the second Sunday of Advent, Sunday, December 6, 2020. And this is our Sunday of peace. And I bring you today our daily Advent devotional, a family version, brought to you by a series of devotionals written by Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. And today's devotion is called A Special Son. A Special Son. So we're going to begin by reading a selection from the book of Genesis as we move on to chapter 37. And we're taking this from a consolidation of verses 1 through 36. Chapter 37 of Genesis, 1 through 36. Let's hear the word. Now Jacob loved Joseph more than any other of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he had made him a long robe with sleeves. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. So, when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the long robe with sleeves that he wore. And they took him, and they threw him into a pit. The pit was empty, and there was no water in it. Well, I guess this is an example of the old saying, little brothers can be the worst. In Joseph's case, his father Jacob loved him more than all his brothers. So Jacob gave Joseph a special coat, which made them jealous. And at the breakfast table in the mornings, Joseph liked to tell his family about his dreams. He often dreamed about being in charge of all his brothers. That made his brothers furious. Big brothers can be the worst too, you know. In this story, Joseph's jealous brothers decided to kill him and his stupid dreams. They didn't quite kill him, but they did take his special coat and sell him to some slave traders for 20 pieces of silver. Joseph isn't the only child to have been his father's favorite and make his brothers want to kill him. The Bible says that Jesus is God's beloved son, kind of like God's favorite. And when Jesus started sharing his message with people, they got so mad they tried to kill him. And they took his coat too. The good news is that the story about Joseph and his brothers ends well. Joseph does end up being in charge, but it helps save his family, just like in the story of Jesus. Jesus is sold for 30 pieces of silver and then killed. But Jesus comes back to life and is king over the whole world. The people who hated Jesus are the same people that he came to save. And do you know who those people are? Well, those people are you and me. I wonder how Joseph's brothers really felt. And I wonder, how could Joseph still love his brothers when they hated him so much? What kind of love is that? How can I get that love? Let us pray. Wow, Jesus. We're so amazed that you and Joseph were willing to love the people who hated you. But we're also so thankful because it means that you love us no matter what. And that in your coming, you have saved us. Amen. Well, don't forget, today is the second Sunday of Advent, and we have our Give and Gift place for kids today in the gathering space. It's just a little activity where kids can come in and make some donations to the local food pantry and then pick up a gift bag and put a few little Christmas goodies in it. And each Sunday of Advent in December, we'll be doing this. So in the end, as you kind of collect ornaments to decorate along the way, you can bring those to the church on Christmas Eve day and put them on our outside tree that's lit up, calling it our tree for kids of all ages. And then on Christmas Day, when the whole tree is decorated, you can come back by for some family photo ops if you want, or just to look at the tree. Amen. But that's today from 11 to 5 in the gathering space in church. Please abide by our restrictions and wear a mask and socially separate when you come through. Here's our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.